KT2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. FWA2AXZ, it's Mike, and usually we meet here every Thursday night from about 8 to 9 o'clock for a general chat. Just going to stand by for a few seconds and see if we have any of the regulars out there checking in. You got the K2IRT radio network. Again, this is K2IRT, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. Do we have WB2YZX, KF2WR, or any of the regulars out there this afternoon?
WB2YZX, how you doing, Moby?
Doing good, Charlie, doing good. I'm sitting here on the beach, runway 24, Gateway National Park, just watching the tide go out. Matter of fact, all the seabirds are starting to fly in from the sea, and they're roosting for the night. Came out here, it's a little cooler out on the beach, and I was hoping to catch some of the Perseid meteor shower, but just taking a look outside now, and that wonderful cloud canopy, I don't think I'm going to see a thing tonight, guys.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, you can try to do some meteor scatter work with, nah, I can't work too well with that setup of yours. There's a guy in the neighborhood here, you probably remember his call sign off, and he's heavily into meteor scatter, but that's as yet something I haven't tried. But anyway, and a good evening to you, and thanks for the information about that contest in October. That's, sounds like a plan. Back to you.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what they want us to do. It's a regular QSO party. I don't think it's a group type of a thing. But if we get enough guys on different frequencies there, you know, we'll put K2IRT out there. If enough guys are interested, we'll give it a go. And if not, you know, I'll check in every once in a while and have a little fun and do what I normally do. Oh, well, like I said, this is going to be a quiet week. A lot of people are on vacation. A lot of people are retired. I only think the only people that are still left are the guys mopping the floors up at the control room. Go ahead.
Yeah, really good. It's been a crazy month for me, too, for the same reasons you mentioned. I got this guy on vacation, that guy on vacation, and, you know, I'm doing the work of three and four people. And, of course, the other little things, you know, this guy gets sick, and all the unexpected little fun things that happen, you know, the the car accidents and... is breaking down and not breaking down. I don't have to tell you. You've been around a lot longer than I have.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Yeah, it's been an interesting year. I was on the phone today with Archie. They're working on some kind of a test setup, a test bench at the Woodside shop. And he asked me if I had a locomotive cable. It's the type of cable that we use on our generators, which got the fine wires on it. Even though it's a thick, you know, thick copper cable, it's got a few hundred conductors to make the leads very soft and pliable so you can move them around. And I had all the sizes except for the one he needed.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, Archie used to stop by quite often, but now that he's gone... or rather over at Woodside, I don't see him nearly as much anymore. He's always good for a conversation. And I guess while he's still on vacation, he used to call me once a day, or at least email me, but getting kind of lonely. The only one I got to talk to is Ken.
Now, you can always give me a shout. I don't go too far between the meetings, the investigations, the finger pointing. The general brouhaha power. we're always there. that funny. I'm out here on the beach, and I've got this 400 millimeter telescope I'm playing with. This is the thing I had packed with me, and I took it with me cross country, and I don't think I had the thing out once. I was too busy running around. But I have it set up, and I'm pointing it directly over the water to this light tower I'm looking at, and I find out it's the light tower for Rockaway Park Yard. And the thing is so sharp that you can see the lattice work holding the tower up from across the pond.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, it's been a long time since I went to Rockaway Park. I have to get down there frequently. I used to call it going to Siberia, but been a very long time. I don't get out very much anymore. It's a long way out there.
All right, we'll see if we're going to have anybody else with us tonight. I got a couple of emails from Richard and some of the other guys. Steve usually is going home tonight, so he may check in. We'll have to see if he remembers to come on frequency. But this is the K2IRT, New York City Tramits. I can't talk anymore. The New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. Again, meeting here every Thursday night, 8 to 9 o'clock, for a chat about anything that goes on the table there. And again, you don't have to be a member to join in. Just check in and be part of the discussion. Again, this is the K2IRT group. Yeah, Charles, looks like it's just going to be you and me. It's pretty sparse over the summertime here. But we got a couple of people that pulled up in the car. I've got the radio blasting, so if I had my 40-meter rig set up there, they wouldn't be listening to the radio.
Yeah, very good. Actually, I was thinking of taking my HT down to the beach and getting on operating from the boardwalk. Actually, I did that one night a few weeks ago, but after we had the Wednesday night meeting, so no one showed up at all. So that was at the end of that. I ended up talking to somebody with the HT. But I do that sometimes. I stuff it in my pocket, ride my bike down on the boardwalk, and pull over sometime and see who I can work. Might even strap my IC706 on my back sometime with a battery and a piece of wire and see what happens that way. I have a lot of nice unused virgin swampland surrounding me here. I'm kind of tempted to set up kind of a clandestine station, or rather a clandestine antenna in there. I thought I got enough room for a rhombic, but and set up a tent there one day. So who knows? Maybe down the road. WH2AXZ, WB2YZX.
All right, WB2YZX and the K2IRT group here. You got a family there with a dachshund on the beach. And the dachshund is trying to chase after the geese, and the geese are twice the size of the dachshund. And the geese are giving the dachshund a dirty look like, what are you doing? Go away. when we were over in Pennsylvania, West Virginia the other day, one of the gang has a portable setup. Got a buddy pole antenna, made a tripod for the thing. It's all HF. And he's got a Yaesu, I think it was an 817, one of the QRP rigs. And he was hitting all over the place there. He hit Alabama. He had the thing set up for the 6-meter tap. And he was talking to a guy in Alabama for a little bit on 6. And then he did part of the true on 40 meters. It's an interesting thing, this buddy pole there, with the fine wires for counterpoise. Matter of fact, we had to tie little pieces of tape on it to keep people from walking all over it. But that makes a nice portable antenna if you're out in Oshkosh, Ted.
Yeah, I've seen those. They seem to be pretty neat to work with. So it folds up really nicely. It has some kind of a case it comes with. So, one of these days I'll try it. I have a nice cemetery close by also, right up on a hill. I actually make a great field day site, except that it's, you, 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 pretty much you're looking down south-southwest, so it's got a good shot at Africa, but other than that, not too much, I don't think. But as well, see, when you're a ham, you look at things differently, you know. most people see a cemetery and dead people. I see a field day site.
Sorry to say that the thing was only pointing towards Africa. You couldn't say the cemetery had a lot of dead spots?
W-Q-C-M-A, repeat, T-L.
Yeah, in fact, right at the cemetery, at what would pretty much be the peak, the highest point is a mausoleum there, and, well, I don't have to tell you what I'm thinking.
I know. Hey, you know, Halloween's coming. We do all these little special events for the 72 rag chew on 40 meters and the 1721 on 160. We're going to do our Labor Day special again on 72-72, the Saturday before Labor Day. And I was talking to the guys. We have a new group that started up at night. They call it Night Watch. And that's at 71-91, starting at 8 p.m. And I threw this out to the gang. Halloween is a Saturday. Halloween night is Saturday night. So we're trying to get some interest in doing a special event for the Halloween. Now, I don't know where I would transmit from, but we had that old Roosevelt Island substation we built on the old Stryker Laboratory morgue, and they say it's haunted. I've always wanted to lead a few museum tours out there, see what would happen there. Again, this is the K2 IRT group.
I guess not. Yeah, well, you have a couple of haunted substations, right? You got the one on, Stanton Street, I think it is, or whatever? Well, but yeah, that'd be a good idea, special event station from a cemetery.
Very interesting to get permission for that, I'll tell you that. But it would have to be a Halloween. It would definitely have to be a Halloween special event in one of the cemeteries. I don't know if they'd frown on it or not. We'd have to see. But definitely, you talk about the haunted substations. Yeah, Stanton Street's got the ghost of Frank Reshuda.
We've got the ghost in substation 45. That's up on the Jerome Line near Kingsbridge. You've got another one, 18 by Fox Street, up in the Bronx. You've got another haunted one, Queens Plaza, old substation 26. So anywhere you go, you know, people, we've actually had inspectors transfer out because when they were doing the inspections in these substations, they got scared because it looked like somebody was reading over their shoulders trying to figure out what they were doing. Charlie, I don't know if you copy or not, but let's stand by a little bit. Let this thing clear out. You got the K2 IRT group if anyone hears us. Well, I think it's almost over.
I shut it down. Good to see you guys. Sorry about that. Now, the VHF receiver and the in the Bronx, been acting up
throughout
the city.
Oh, no problem calling you anyway, Lobie. Okay, well, we shut it down, so thanks a lot there. So let's just put out a call again. It's going to be a light night anyhow. Looks like everyone from K2 IRT is on vacation. But this is the K2 IRT group. If anyone wants to check in, come on in now. KB2VEQ. AB2VEQ, how you doing there?
Okay, I was wondering if, because I just tuned in, I was wondering if something had gone wrong and you guys had gone already. I said, my goodness, I put all that stuff together, hurried up and plugged her in, and I hear all this noise. It's just the band was just going crazy, so I was glad that it ceased and we were able to get on. So I just stepped in, and I'm not sure where you guys are at this point, so I'll wait until it goes around, and I'll come back in there. This is KB2VEQ, back over to WA2AXC and the K2RT bunch.
Well, it's just you, me, and Charlie right now. I was telling Charlie, I'm out on the beach right now. I had the telescope set up, and tonight was supposed to be the peak. Last night, tonight, for the Perseid meteor shower, hoping to see something, but there's just a nice cloud cover covering everything. Well, tell us a story. What's going on your side this week?
I hate when it does that, you know, just when you get a good meteor shower and the cloud comes over. nothing much. Actually, my daughter caught me, and we went over to Cunningham Park and jogged around a couple of, one and a half times. So I guess it was a little more than a half where it splits in almost the middle. So we got a good workout there, and other than that, the rest of the week has been, pretty smooth, I guess. I'd gone to a wedding, last Saturday, a barbecue and another barbecue. So the men's group at the church had a barbecue, so I went over and, helped them out with that, participated. Both physically and financially, and we had a rib cook-off, and of course I don't eat pork, so my wife and I got together and we got up a marinade and entered our beef ribs in, and somebody else beat me out on the beef ribs. There was a ringer. It was the lady's daughter's boyfriend brought them, so I wasn't going to win over that. And the others, actually, I took to the place. It was a member of the church, and she entrusted her ribs in my care, and she came in first place on the pork ribs, the baby back ribs. So now I have to find out what she used and apply to my beef ribs. And so we had a good time, and then after that, went up along the, I guess where, 14th Avenue, along where the Van Wyck extension to the Whitestone and the Cross Island meet, and another friend of the family's boyfriend had his 40th birthday, so I had to hang out with the young people, you know what I mean? And they had a nice karaoke thing going on there. They're serious about their karaoke. So, I didn't sing or join with them with that, but, I was there to enjoy, the festivities and the food. So that was how my weekend went, and I'll turn it back over to you. I've said enough right now. KB2VEQ. Back over to you, Lori. WA2AXZ is KB2VEQ with the K2RT bunch.
You said plenty because it gave me a chance to pack things up, get in the Jeep, and take a ride. Because just as you started to talk, a swarm of mosquitoes came out of nowhere, and I'm just sliced on my arm from the moment you started to the moment I keyed the mic myself. So it's time to just get away from the beach now and leave it to the little critters out there. But you got my tongue watering there. For the ribs, God, that's got to be good. As I said, there's so many different rib recipes there, and each one's got its own merits, and I love them all.
Had fun at this one, then, as they had about six judges. You would have enjoyed being one of the judges, because they got a chance to taste everybody. I said, my goodness, by the time they got my ribs chopped up for the judges, there wouldn't be anything left. Back over to you.
Just give me a second here. Just trying to rub my arm down a little bit. Oh, Jesus, it's amazing. They just came out of the woodwork in one foul swoop and ate me alive. So, yeah, I'm on the move now. So, hopefully I left them all behind me. Yeah, as I said, Mom used to have a recipe for the ribs. She used to boil them a little bit, get them nice and tender, and then we'd put them on the stove and cook them on our super secret recipe of barbecue sauce and whatever, and you started chewing on that and everything just fell right off the bone. And I don't have time to really make that stuff, but I still have the recipe. I should put it together and just pig out one afternoon before summer's over. Let's turn it up to Charlie. I'm sure Charlie's tongue is getting watery there with all that talk about good ribs. WD2YZX on the K2IRT group. You got WA2AXZ.
Okay, very good. Okay, I guess you're copying me. I'm listening to myself. I'm assuming you decide. That's how I know you copy me. Yeah, very good. Yeah, oh, man, you mentioned ribs here. You know, knock it off. Come on now. I had some dynamite ones over the weekend. I was at my brother's house for a barbecue Sunday afternoon. And we had ribs aplenty. And I didn't see Paul, what did I say his last name? You know, the MS-1 in your department there. Was my brother's neighbor. Well, his wife was there. And it's funny, I was talking to a guy, he was a lawyer, he worked with my sister-in-law, who was also a lawyer, and we started talking about radio for some reason, and I became very interested in ham radio to the point where I gave my email address. He was talking about the old Cortlandt Street days and how he liked to play with radios and whatnot, and I brought up ham radio, and he said he was a little bit interested but never really got into it, and I told him about all the new modes and things that are available nowadays, so maybe I'll get up on the bandwagon, who knows. Back to you, Lobby, and good evening, Val.
Well, all you have to do is invite him in, let him see some of the little toys that you work with, especially the satellite. People's eyes look up at that and go, wow, look at that, he's actually talking to a satellite, and back down again, wow. you don't need any super fancy bells and whistles. Like, I was out on the beach before when I first started, and I was talking to a fellow, Nathan, and as I'm talking to him, he had a couple cars pulled around me, and everybody's watching me like, this guy's got a telescope out, he's sitting on there, and he's got a microphone in his hand. What is he doing? I don't know, he must be part of NASA or something. Oh, jeez. Gotta forgive me, guys. I had to stretch. I don't know what I'll do. I gotta get home and get these things taken care of. I got some special bug stuff I put on to stop it from itching. That's it. Next time I decide to go out to runway 24 and do the radio at night, I want you guys to yell at me. Back to you, Val. KB2VEQ and the K2IRT group. All right, Val. Yeah, I don't know if you heard me or not. The 2-meter repeater kicked out. It stopped working. So I didn't even know if Charlie's with us now. Charlie, why is it X? Did you move up to the 440 machine?
Oh, 440 all along.
Something happened to the 2-meter machine because I tried keying it up. It wouldn't key up, so I had to jump up in.
Are you reading me now, Moby? I guess it may have kicked back in. Roger.
I don't know. I'm over here on 440 now. I went up and just set it up over here. I'll hang out over here. 440 works for me.
Are you reading me on 2-meter?
I'm on the 441 frequency.
I'm on 2-meter. Can you hear me over here?
Okay, yeah, I got you on 2-meter now. Yeah, it was interesting to see what happened. It just wouldn't key for me.
I think I had a little trouble with it.
How you doing, Lobby? W2FBR. Good evening, all. Hey, Steve. How doing there, W2FBR? I'm not doing anything. I was just on the beach, and I had to flee. Only a D-52 mosquito started following me, so here I am heading up Flatbush Avenue. What's going on, Steve?
not much. I got involved with goofing off on the computer. All of a sudden, I looked down at the time and I realized that the net was halfway through. So I ran and grabbed a battery and stuck it on the portable. So let me not break up the order of proceedings here, Lobie. So pass it along to whomever gets it next. I'll wait my proper term at the end of the line. WA2AXZ, this is W2FBR of the K2IRT group. And yeah, you gotta stay away from those B-52 bombing mosquitoes. They're pretty rough. That's because you're such a sweet guy. It's no wonder why they're chasing you.
Yeah, well, the other blood suckers up in the office. I'm surprised I have any blood left for them to suck.
All right, you can pick it up at your turn. As I said, we're just doing everything informal today. We just have a small group, and we're around like the 72 chip. So, anything new with the old Ian Sweets up there at Dankman?
No, Lobie. Nothing in particular. Everything's pretty much back in the standby and sit-itis mode. So, last Sunday, I had a kind of a quiet day. So I did my bulbology routine on the 4IRT low V card. And what I mean about bulbology, I have a pretty good degree in that. I have a good PhD in bulbology. I replaced over 100 bulbs in four cars. Put some brand new 36-watt light bulbs in the interiors because the bulbs that were in there were getting up there in mileage, and they would keep burning out at random, and you have to keep replacing them. So I did over 100 bulbs on them, and that ought to be good for them for a while, Lobie. So that's about the extent of any activity that I was doing during the week. Go ahead.
Steve, are those still bulbs with the left-hand threads, or have they changed those out?
The left-hand thread was only a myth. That's a urban myth. The bulbs in the subway have always been regular right-hand threads. Now, the only ones that have the left-hand threads are the emergency lights on the R-type equipment, R1 to R40, you know, before, of course, the latest stuff was overhauled. The emergency lights on the city-built cars, the 40-watt bulbs, were left-handed threads for some strange reason. Everything else that was incandescent was the regular right-handed thread.
I thought that was a 32-volt train line that they were using.
But, nevertheless, I was just curious. Yeah, I'm having chats with certain people around the town here, and they're concerned that they're starting to get rid of the old 38s, the 32s, getting ready to dump the 40s and the 44s. Have they set complete sets up for the Transit Museum and buried them somewhere?
Well, let's put it this way. Tell whoever it is to fear not. There's a married pair of everything that's put aside to be saved. So there's a pair of R32s, a pair of slant 40s, box 40s, and 42s, and also a pair of 38s. And the 38s are up there with me up at 27 yards. So tell them to fear not. They'll have a 10-car train of a silver salad, so to speak.
And they won't have a string of trees of different colors. Well, that's good. I'm happy to hear that. This is the K2IRT group. I was on the phone and on the email with Bill Wall about those odd-sized bulls I was looking for, and he gave me a lead.
and I just had a whim, took a ride to Home Depot. Now, over at the Picking Yard shop, we've got this thing called a Starrett gauge, and it's got a listing of every nut, bolt, and thread, and it's like a little test jig where you can test the screw in a nut, you can test the nut on a screw, and none of these things would fit that Edison machine. It's interesting they forgot one, because all the bolts go from like the number 6, the number 8, the number 10, 32, and then it goes to right to a quarter. Well, believe it or not, there was one underneath a quarter that is so close to a quarter, it's a 1224, and that was the bolt that fit. And I ran down to Home Depot, and so sure enough, they had a stack of them.
That's pretty cool. When were the SAE standards actually put into place? Back in the infancy days of the automobiles in the teens or 20s?
It had to have been early at the turn of the century. But it's funny to note that this machine I'm using was before SAE standards. Matter of fact, it was something like 20 or 30 years before there was a car.
Yeah, before the horseless carriage even was called a horseless carriage. That's pretty funny. Well, you gotta admit, that's like a piece of history that's frozen. I know you've been that's a good thing. Hopefully it'll be cherished and revered down there at the Transit Museum if someone further along the line doesn't deem it, unnecessary history and make it go away like they did with so many other displays now. Which is really a shame. But anyway, so that's the latest and greatest on my end. Nothing too overly spectacular. You're sounding good from the mobile tonight anyway, Moby. WA2AZ with the K2IRT group. This is W2FBR.
Alright, W2FBR and the K2IRT group. You got WA2AZ here. Just, let's see, where is the Bell Parkway? Oh, there it is. I just looked over the Coney Island Yard and looked at all the trains laid up from the new R-160s all the way to the antiques from the museum buried in the back. Now let's turn it over to Val now and see what Val has to say. KB2VEQ and the K2IRT group, come on in.
KB2VEQ here. I was just grabbing my machinist handbook, American Machinist Handbook, to try to find out when that actually happened, but I didn't see it right off the top. But they mentioned it a few times here, but they didn't really give a date. And just in the front of it, it said about 30 years ago. Things started changing, and I'm not sure when this book was written, but I don't think it's that old. Maybe 10 or 15 years old, so 30 years beyond that, maybe 1940 or 38 or somewhere along in there, it must have changed. That's about it. Other than that, good to hear you in there, Steve, joining us once again in the K2RT net. We got Charlie over there. Hello, Charlie. And I'll turn it back over. WA2AXZ, this is KB2VEQ, waiting for the next go around.
Val, KB2VEQ and the K2IRT group. Coney Island's all lit up, the Wonder Wheel is lit up, they got the spotlights on, the old parachute jump here. So there's still some life in the old girl after all. Still a big disappointment, they hit the recession after they gutted out to Astroworld, and
know, the kids would have liked to have had the rides there once again. We'll see what happens.
We'll turn it over to Charlie now, WB2 on ZX in the island of Staten.
Alright, WA2AXZ, WB2YZX. Now, I'm sure if you're anything like me, you look at that jump and it's got a parachute jump. Don't you say to yourself, wouldn't that make a great antenna or a good tower or something? I mean, let's face it. I mean, I know you're thinking that, so I won't go any further with that. But, okay on the mosquitoes and, actually, there's one flying around his room here, too, but I don't know where he is. I hope he doesn't bother me when I'm sleeping, but I don't mind mosquitoes too much. It does remind me, though, when I was in the Army back in 1970, I was down in Texas. I went horseback riding for the first time, and the horse knew I was from Brooklyn, and he decided he was going to give me a hard time, and he didn't. He drove me right through a beehive, and now I know what General Custer felt like. But after that, mosquito didn't really bug me too much. Back to you, Lobby.
I love that description. That's a good one, Charlie. WB2YZX. And I can tell you, yes, I've always mused about parachute jumping a great 160 antenna. To the point where I actually went there, last year sometime. I had to do a presentation, something for power in the history of Coney Island and electricity. And I took my camera there and I took some shots of the base. They thought I was a terrorist. You know, normally people take pictures of the upper part. Me, I'm looking at the base, and the base is fully grounded. Every corner, everywhere there's a stanchion, there's a big, thick ground cable that goes right down to the earth. So we'd have to find a way of either isolating it from ground or top feeding it, Jed.
We'll leave that task to Wally. He's good at that. He'll just, you know, easy neck the whole thing.
Hey, can always tap it and shut it.
Yeah, listen, you never know.
There's always a way.
You got these guys from Coney Island. The historical groups don't want you to touch anything, but it would be fantastic just to get something stuck up there and do something. You never know. As I said, I got all this work I'm doing on the side right now, so I'm going to let things calm down. But next year, when I'm finally relieved of worrying about third rail, then I'll get my feet wet in something else. Maybe I'll actually go down and ask them if they'd let me throw something up there. Even a piece of wire, a vertical wire, I'd be very happy to do. All right, Steve, we'll turn it over to you, but before we do, just announcing this is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, meeting here every Thursday night. And again, thanks to the owners, the repeater, Rich and Lance and the gang, for allowing us the hour use of the repeaters here. Steve, she's all yours, W2FBR.
Yeah, all of a sudden the system went dead up here on UHF. I just made a comment, you can always shunt feed it through a capacitor like a regular tower. That's like one heck of a 160 meter vertical. You don't have to worry about the ice running it from ground or anything. Go ahead.
And the way that umbrella top is, you never have to worry about a capacitor.
Well, ain't that right? So if you guys were actually making transmissions, I didn't hear it. The only thing that I heard was Charlie mentioned about Val will be good at something like that, figuring out how to use the parachute jump as an antenna. After that, all was naught.
All right, well, sometimes the antennas work, sometimes they don't.
Yeah, no, Wally is our antenna maven. He's got all his computer programs and such. And so, it's something that we'd have to pose to him. You say, hypothetically, Wally, take the parachute jump with a grounded base. What would you do with it? We'll have to see what happens. Just give me a second, guys. Charlie, pick this up for a second. I just got to get off the exit and do a quick little drive over here.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, fortunately, yeah, the 440 machine dropped out. It timed out us up for a minute there. Fortunately, I have both here. I have 2 meters 440 and actually 220. Well, I haven't even turned that on in a while. And yeah, maybe we could do a special event from Coney Island somehow. And I don't know. You only live once. We gotta try something crazy like that. So, if you look around, you can always find. There's always something in this city we can use as an antenna. So, very good. Good to hear you on, Steve, and you too, Val. And there's lovely. Now we're getting kind of lonely here, and get a lot of people on vacation and. Out of town and all that good stuff. So, didn't expect too many people on here tonight anyway. But, let me give it back to Lobie. If he doesn't pick it up, then you pick it up, Sal, whatever. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
Hi, WB2YZX, WA2AXZ, we're back to you now. Yeah, I just had to do some fancy exiting. You know, when Rob Moses invented these Doe Parkway turnoffs, they were meant for Model T Fords, not for the modern cars. So they try to go from 50 miles an hour to 10 miles an hour in 2 seconds, and you better get it right. So let's chat it up to Val one more time, KB2VEQ and the K2IRT group.
All right, this is KB2VEQ. Yeah, I was just chuckling over your horseback riding you got down in Texas, Charlie. You know I'm a Texan, so I do know how to ride horses. I do know how to pull the rein so that the horse won't lead me and I lead him. I don't let a horse take me under trees, in trees, or beehives. So a little more experience on that horse and you'll be able to guide him where you want him to go. And if he tries to turn around and bite you, just kick him right in the nose. And you'll be all right. I take my girls horseback riding all the time, so they know all the tricks on what these horses will do also. So I have them pretty trained on how to handle horses. It's funny, you know, something 2,000 pounds, got a mind of its own, and you can lead him with just a bit in his mouth and a pull of the rein. And with that, I'm just going to say I'll be standing by. I don't know if we have another go-round. If not, if we do, I'll say my 73s then. If not, 73 to each and all of... the K2RT bunch. This is back over to W2AXZ. This is KB2VEQ.
We'll probably keep it going one more round, but before you go, for Steve and everybody else, the New York chapter is starting a New York CUSO party. They're going to start a New York CUSO party. I believe it's October 17th, a Saturday. And they sent me an email wanting to know if K2IRT wanted to be a part of it. So I threw it out to the gang. Everybody's thinking pretty much that they'd like to give it a go. But we have to find out how they do the CUSO party. Normally, the CUSO party is all the individuals just getting on and just having a general chat. So I'll be emailing them back and forth. We have a couple of weeks till October. And if it's one where we can just get together at Hamill's, just fire up the rig and have a little fun. Nothing special, nothing big, just get on, have a good BS session, and enjoy the CUSO party. So I'll keep you informed, Val and everybody else there. Let's turn it back up to Steve, W2SBR and the K2IRT bunch.
Okay, well, be very good. WA2AXZ with Charlie and Valen here with the K2IRT group. This is W2FBR. Yeah, you mentioned you're mentioning about horses. I confess, I'm a little bit afraid of them. To me, I find them very, very unpredictable. I remember one time many, many years ago, I almost got sickened by one. I don't know what started. I was it was a mother-daughter horses. You know, they were older. They were the daughter horse was fully grown, and so they were both there, and well, I forget which one I was petting, but anyway, one came over after she observed me petting the other. So I go to start petting the one that came over, and she tried to turn around and bite me. So I says, "No, no, I don't think so." I've always kind of been a little bit jittery of horses ever since. So I don't know. Maybe I didn't take a shower that day or something. I don't know what happened, but whatever I did, the horse wasn't pleased with. And well, that works for me too. They're nice from a distance, and they're nice galloping along with an experienced rider on their back that I can watch. And after that, that's good enough for me. So I'll stick with my iron horses. There, they don't fight back. So anyway, let me pass it over to Charlie, and I would imagine that after being attacked by a bunch of angry bees in a beehive, a mosquito bite would seem like less than nothing. WB2YZX is the K2IRT group, W2FBR.
W2FBR, WB2YZX.
Yeah, well, that was my first time on a horse, and they say horses are dumb. I don't think so. They can sense. I think you have to let them know who's boss. Not only did this horse drag me to the beehive, but at one point he found a big puddle of mud, and I think all of it wasn't mud. And he started stomping his hoofs, and I came out of there with all these brown spots on me, and then we were crossing a road, and he just stopped and was blocking traffic in four directions. But whatever. I used to go to this dude ranch upstate New York, and a couple of times a year, and I'd ride horses up there. But I'm probably not going to buy one anytime soon. So that's it for me, I guess. And good night to all. And back to you, Lobie, and you can tie it up or whatever. WB2YZX on the side. Bye bye.
WB2YZX in the K2IRT group. Yeah, just in time too, because I'm just going down my block. I'll be making a left turn into my driveway in a few seconds. And look, they even have a parking space in front of the house. God, what happened here? No, I've got nothing else. We'll pass it over to Val one more time, give it over to Steve, and I'll put a lid on it for another week.
Okay, I'll pick up Lodi. Yeah, guys, you have to watch each end of the extreme ends of the horse. You guys have me cracking up. Yeah, you have to watch the out for the bites in the front, and who knows what all in the back. You sleep better on the side and or on top. So I'm just gonna turn it back over to Lobie WA2XZ, and good night to all. 73 KB2VQ clear.
Now, it's amazing that we lived through a time that's all they had was the horses and oxen and cows, and somehow we survived that. I just want to say a special thanks to Tom, Nikola Tesla, Henry Ford, and Harvey Firestone for putting those beasts back where they belong on the ranch. Well, that's it from me. We'll turn it over to Steve one last time, and then we'll say goodnight to all there. W2FBR,
Come on in. By the way, Steve, I'm going to be at Hamels with Joe Cunningham on Sunday. Got a museum tour of Hamels substation. We're going to go into Hamels Tower, and then he's going to take him out to the Rockaways, Far Rock.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be busy uptown doing my usual thing up there to 7th on Sunday. So have a good time out there with the tour, and I'm sure it'll be good. You know, I'll be able to go out there and sculpt stuff out again, right? Anyway, I've got nothing else to add. Everyone have a very pleasant and wonderful evening. And God willing, we'll catch everybody in here next week. I've got nothing else. So, Moby, Val, and Charlie, you guys have a good night and a good up-and-coming weekend. And maybe, Moby, if you're around tomorrow, if Yvette's around, I'll pester her for a couple minutes. Hadn't talked to her in a little while, so I know things get busy up there at times, so I like to check in from time to time. Anyway, good night all, 7-3, and God bless. WA2AXZ with the K2IRT group. This is W2FBR. I'll be listening out. 7-3 all. Good night.
All right, Steve, W2FBR and the K2IRT group. Well, I'm going to be in Pitkin Yard up until noon tomorrow, but if you call the officer, that'll be there doing a thing, so you can have a chat and whatever you like up there. And that's about all I have. I'm parked out in front of the house. I see my camper all ready to go to Canada in the beginning of September. Can't wait for that. I'm actually going to go sit and do nothing for a week. Just plop the radio down on a little table outside, and that's just me and nature. And I'll have a little fun in the meantime then. So with that, we'll close up the K2IRT group. Guys, thanks for stopping by again. Again, as they say, for that QSO party, when I get more information, we'll send it out to the world there. And that's about it. I'm not going to head to 160 tonight. I've got to get up early, and I got all that work I've got to do, so I'm just going to go and crash in the house, turn on the set, and head out again tomorrow. Guys, have a great night, and again, to everybody on the repeater, a heartfelt thanks for letting us use it for the hour that you do. You got WA2AXZ for the K2IRT group. If anyone else is listening and they're interested in K2IRT, check out QRZ. Check out the QRZ pages. Or www.k2irt.org. We actually have a website now, so that's it from Brooklyn. Guys, have a great night.